Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day with only 2 days to go before Title 42 runs out, which means that they are expecting perhaps as many as 150,000 human beings arriving at our southern border and hoping to win entry into the United States. What happens next? Why is this happening now? And what is going on as we find out more and more and more about the Nazi who killed, and it's a Nazi named Garcia, Mauricio Garcia, 33 years old, who actually was also connected with Russian Nazis. But we will get to that in a moment because he perpetrated that horrible killing, mass killing, in which 8 human beings were killed in Allen, Texas. We will get to that in a moment, too. And all with Ruben Navarrete, who is a great friend of this show. He is a contributing editor to Angelus and a syndicated columnist with the Washington Post Writers Group and a columnist for the Daily Beast. He's a radio host, a frequent guest analyst on cable news, and member of the USA Today Board of Contributors. Ruben, first of all, do you believe it's credible that there would be more than 100,000 people, they say 150,000 people, who on Thursday, just 2 days from now, show up at our border?
Michael, it's so good to be back with you. I've got an answer for you. But first, let me tell you what, I'm not a guest on the Michael Medved Show. I am listening to the Michael Medved Show on my podcast feed, and it is great. And I just want to commend you for the stuff you did recently with Bill O'Reilly and the Dominion case against Fox. And it was all great. I commend you, my friend. Good stuff.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
In terms of your question, that's what CNN is reporting this morning, that over about 150,000 people are gathered up along the border. I was unclear about how they measure that. It's a 2,000-mile border, after all. And it is getting harder and harder for people like me to argue that the end of Title 42 doesn't have something at all to do with this. And I've always taken the position, Michael, that it's really arrogant for Americans to think that, you know, what happens in Washington determines whether somebody's going to leave their home in Venezuela. I think it's because of earthquakes and assassination attempts and floods and crime and you know, street gangs and everything else. That's why people leave. Certainly the Ukrainians who gathered up, who are still in Tijuana, gathered up south of San Diego, they came because Russia invaded their country, not because of Title 42. But it's getting harder and harder for people like me to argue that, Michael, because, you know, here you have this announced end in 48 hours of this a piece of U.S. code that was used very dishonestly by two administrations, by Trump and Biden, Democrat and Republican, to keep out people under the pretense of COVID-19 and somehow trying to contain it. People need to understand, Michael, the reason we got here, and the media has not done a good job of this, we're here because, not because of Joe Biden, we're here because of a federal judge named Emmett Sullivan, a U.S. District Court judge who struck down in November Title 42. He called it arbitrary and capricious, and he struck it down. And the Biden administration has been very much like the Trump administration. They wanted to keep this thing in place as long as possible.
And Article or Title 42 in place, what does that achieve for the United States?
Well, for the United States, really, for government and for politicians who want to see a second term like Joe Biden and Donald Trump, who wanted to have a successful first term, what it achieves for politicians is it keeps people away from the border. It basically gives you this phony directive to say, because of COVID-19, we're going to not take any applications right now. You can't come in. You can't apply for asylum. B, folks from Ukraine, we'd love to be able to help you in your hour of need, but the time is not good for us. And what Judge Emmett Sullivan said was, hey, wait a minute. Everything else has opened up post-COVID, schools, movie houses, businesses. And so when it's convenient, we've all argued that COVID's over. But now to keep California 2 in place, you change your tune and say, no, COVID's still going.
Now, most of these people are from Venezuela, are they not?
A lot, Michael. Haiti, Venezuela, Nicaragua, you've got Cubans. A lot of people from South America, interestingly enough, Colombia. And so you're seeing them from all over. Ironically, not so many from Mexico. They're coming through Mexico, but those are not Mexicans that are coming in.
And for Venezuelans, I mean, it would seem to me that conservatives in particular ought to be sympathetic to Venezuelans. They are fleeing one of the most evil, brutal, left-wing Marxist regimes in the world. And there have been, it's over a million Venezuelan refugees so far, isn't it?
Yes, and Michael, I've been in this game as you have for, I've been in 35 years as a journalist, and there's not a day that goes by that I don't trip over the contradiction of one of the major political parties in this country. I find that Democrats and Republicans have in common they are full of crap, and they're Democrats who say they're pro-immigrant, and they copy and photocopy Donald Trump's draconian immigration policies. And likewise with Republicans, they say we want people from Venezuela, from Cuba, people who are fleeing totalitarian regimes. You know, they're going to become Republican voters, and they're going to continue to vote for a Republican president. But now at the border, we're trying to keep them out. Both parties, they always fail immigration, Michael, and I'll tell you why. Because the one thing we need to do in this country is talk honestly about immigration and immigrants. And I love listening to your show, and I've loved our friendship over the years, because it is so easy for folks on the left or the right to simply spin these yarns that are not true about immigration and immigrants and refugees and the like. And they are a net positive, and we don't talk honestly about it. And politicians say one thing and do another once they get into office, and Democrats and Republicans, they both do it.
Okay, let me ask you about whether you have any special insight about this evil killer who is now deceased, but named Mauricio Garcia, 33 years old, a social media page, they report in NBC, appearing to belong to the gunman who killed eight people at a Dallas area outlet mall, had shared extremist beliefs with rants against Jews, women, and racial minorities, posted since September, as well as posts about struggling with his own mental health. Mauricio Garcia, 33, maintained a profile on the Russian social networking platform OKRus, including posts referring to extremist online forums such as 4chan and content from white journalists, including Nick Fuentes, an anti-Semitic white nationalist provocateur. And it turns out he also posted photos of a flak vest emblazoned with patches, one of them with the initials for Right Wing Death Squad, a popular meme for far-right extremist groups. Another post included a series of shirtless pictures showing his visible white power tattoos, including SS lightning bolts and a swastika. What is going on? This is a guy who was thrown out of the army after three months. He didn't complete basic training. Problematic individual to have an AR-15?
I saw the story, and then I heard, obviously, through the tragedy, and then we found out that it was white supremacist, and I fell into that prejudice that this was a white person. And then to come to find out that it was a Latino who was a white supremacist, I think to myself, what a complicated world this is, right? And how complicated human beings are. And I remember having conversations in Dallas, Texas, when I lived there. I'd go speak at night. I was offered to speak sometimes to Jewish groups. Sometimes I spoke to a liberal Jewish group, sometimes a conservative Jewish group. And I remember speaking to a conservative Jewish groups, where people there seem to be very hostile to immigrants and refugees. And it's an odd place to be when you're the Mexican-American, the non-Jew, who has to explain to Jewish people that there's this whole history of being a refugee, and perhaps they're not in the strongest position to argue against refugees. It's a complicated world, Michael, and this case in Allen, Texas, proves it once again.
Okay, what do we do about the Title 42? What do we do about immigration generally? Once upon a time, and it wasn't that long ago, we were so close to having meaningful immigration reform. Why should that be impossible now? We'll continue that conversation with the one and only Ruben Navarrete coming up.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Michael Medved Show, a few minutes more with Ruben Navarrete, a syndicated columnist with the Washington Post Writers Group and a columnist for the Daily Beast, and a voice of sanity and, dare I say it, moderation. Okay, with hundreds of thousands of people, and nobody knows exactly how many approaching the border, they're not in an organized column or in some kind of new military drill. It is not an invasion. It is a great many desperate people from horrible and benighted places like Venezuela. What's the right approach? It's not the approach that either the Trump campaign is advocating or the Biden campaign is taking. What's the right and constructive approach for handling this human problem?
Michael, I appreciate the question. So let's be clear about what the Republicans are proposing. They have this fiction created in their mind that times were good under Donald Trump, but Donald Trump had solved the problem. Trump had solved the problem by basically paying off AMLO, Andres Manuel López Obrador, the Mexican president, to keep these people in Mexico. So that was a bullet wound, and Donald Trump put a Band-Aid on it, and that, in the Republican bird brain world, that's solving the problem, right? The Democrats, they don't have it right either, because all they can think to do is they're so terrified of being perceived as having an open border and presiding over an open border that they're copying all the Trump policies and then turning around lying to Latinos and others, immigration reform folks, to pretend to be more compassionate than they really are. So, you know, both parties are defunct here in any kind of credibility or leadership, obviously. But what I think needs to be done is there needs to be a recognition against some honest talk about the fact that Texas, as a state, was not just minding its own business, sitting in the backyard sipping sweet tea, and all of a sudden it was invaded. The reason these people are coming through Texas and into the United States is because for more than 30 years, Michael, for more than 30 years, Americans have been riding the tiger. We have been hiring illegal immigrants left and right to provide ourselves with a better, softer, more comfortable, more gentle standard of living. And I live in California where you can make 150 grand a year, but live like you're making 200 grand a year because the labor is so cheap, right? And so that's what we've been doing for 30 years. We did it in Texas and Arizona and all over the Southwest. And I don't think people in other states always recognize this, but it's impossible to live in the Southwest and not realize that what I'm saying is true. We got into this hole because we have advertised to all of Latin America, and to Haiti for that matter, look, come to us, not just because of the Statue of Liberty, but because we're hiring, folks. We're hiring, help wanted. Great resignation. Americans, have you heard? We're tired of working. No American wants to work anymore. We all want to go find ourselves.
It's also, we have so many open jobs. I mean, where our unemployment rate is down to 3.4%. It's a record low in 50 years. And so there are tons of jobs for these people when they come across the border, no?
And, Michael, it breaks my heart to see CBS News and others go down and interview folks. And they interview these women who have these kids. And they say, what are you doing? What do you want? And they said, I want to come to the United States to work and to create a better life for my kids. And I think to myself, what in the world is wrong with that? That's exactly the kind of people we want. This woman walked hundreds of miles. I'm a U.S. citizen, Michael, through no glory to my own being here, because I was born in Fresno, California, in a hospital in 1967. My mom did all the work. I did nothing. I just arrived and became a U.S. citizen at birth. These people have made the journey, made the effort. They come across the Atlantic like the old immigrants. And we just can't compete. The native born really can't compete with immigrants, not in terms of hard work or optimism. It's no wonder we want to keep them out. And we've always wanted to keep them out because we can't compete with them.
And what about the idea of people actually showing their loyalty, mastering the English language, learning about all of the basics of civics and the constitutional history, which, of course, my grandparents had to do, and I'm sure yours as well, because that's part of any solution to actually dealing with the immigrant situation, isn't it?
It's absolutely true, brother, and I'm going to tell you something. You never have to worry about that. The reason you and I are conversing in English is because my Spanish is not so good. Okay? And after three generations in this country, my German friends don't speak German. My Italian friends don't speak Italian. I don't speak Spanish so well, unfortunately. I feel bad about that. So English always wins out in the end. And this idea, I think one of the most ridiculous things I've watched in the last 30 years was the English-only movement, as if English needed defending. You know, English is doing fine. Okay? You don't need to defend English. English is the heavyweight champ. English always grabs the immigrants and their kids, and before you know it, everybody's speaking English.
Okay. What about the idea, and again, you do hear this from some people in the political world, that the only way to cut back on illegal immigrants, and nobody wants more illegal immigrants or illegal immigrants, period, but the only way to cut back on illegal immigrants is to facilitate more legal immigrants and actually doing it the right way.
You know, one of the first people to make this argument was John McCain, who back in 2005 proposed with Ted Kennedy. You know, you mentioned before, you have an institutional memory about the immigration debate, as I do. And when they proposed the McCain-Kennedy bill in 2005, you know, and then it was backburned for a while. We came very close in 2007, as close as we're probably ever going to get to doing immigration reform in a comprehensive way. All credit to people like John Kyle from Arizona and others who really went to the wire on that. I think that you're right, that argument that McCain and others made, Kyle made, is true. If you want to create more avenues so they can come legally. Think about what the Biden administration is doing, Michael. They're rigging the asylum. God, this really ticks me off. I mean, I have never realized how much I love our asylum process, the fact that we have refugees, the fact that we take in refugees, and until recently, because even Joe Biden, even the Democrats are rolling back the carpet on asylum claims. They're saying that border agents should determine whether someone's eligible for asylum at the border without training, just looking at them. They're saying that people should be able to apply and must apply, in fact, in their home country. And people are saying, and they're saying that the people come from Venezuela and they pass through Mexico, any pass through country, well, you should apply there, you must apply there first. So Joe Biden and his administration, they're so terrified as Democrats, they're so gutless, they're so afraid of being perceived as open border Democrats, that they have decided to roll back on asylum claims. And it just breaks my heart, given the fact that if nothing else, we've always been a beacon, a safe haven for people who are fleeing bad guys. Look it up.
We will post at our website at michaelmedved.com some of your latest contributions and columns, because this conversation is only going to intensify starting on Thursday. And again, this is also right in the midst, and we haven't talked about it, about the possibility of an international default for the United States of America for not being able to pay our bills because of a failure to raise the debt ceiling, to actually make a deal. So what else is going on that isn't going wrong? We'll talk about it coming up on the MedVed Show. Godspeed to Ruben Navarrete. We'll be right back.
Are you always tired with low energy? Do you suffer from indigestion issues and can't eat food you enjoy? Try Balance 7. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED to get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guarantee.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. A jury has found former President Trump liable for sexually abusing and defaming writer E. Jean Carroll. Correspondent Ron Allen says the Access Hollywood tape where Trump said he groped women was key.
That may have been one of the nails in the coffin, because he basically says that as a star, and he's a star, you can go out and grope women, and this is the way it's always been.
The jury awarded $5 million in damages. Trump took to Truth Social, calling the verdict a disgrace and continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time. Expectations are low as President Biden meets with congressional leaders to discuss raising the debt ceiling. Biden is asking for a clean bill, but a compromise is not expected to come out of today's meeting. Women should begin screening for breast cancer at age 40, not 50. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force says with more cases of breast cancer in women in their 40s, there's more value in screening younger. John Schaefer, USA News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
With all of the crises going on right now at the border in Ukraine, and there's also the underlying crisis, which is economic and extraordinarily threatening to all of us, which has to do with defaulting on the nation's debts, keeping the United States as a going concern. It's crucial. And Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia, who has his own problems, he represents a state as a Democrat that won for Trump. Trump got 69% of the votes in West Virginia. And Joe Manchin is either going to run for re-election to the U.S. Senate or he's a possible candidate for president. In any event, he's been very critical of the White House. He is not their favorite U.S. senator. He attacked President Biden for being irrational and unreasonable on negotiating a deal to settle this debt ceiling matter. And the White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, hit back at Joe Manchin on that issue. This is clip one.
Senator Manchin this morning sharply criticized the president's handling of these debt ceiling talks. He said it's, quote, not rational, it's not reasonable, it's not practical in terms of his refusal to negotiate over raising the debt limit. What's the White House's response to that, and to what extent does it weaken the president's position to not have Democrats in lockstep with him?
It's not rational, it's not reasonable, and it's not practical for Congress to be doing what they're doing, for House Republicans to be holding us up, for threatening default. That is where the problem should be, and that's who should be called out.
Okay, they haven't been holding up. They passed a bill. The only thing the House can do is pass a bill to raise the debt limit. They did that. Now, the fact is the president doesn't want to accept the other parts of the bill that involve cutbacks and things like money for climate change mitigation. It cuts back some of the money for student loan forgiveness. What it tries to do is to, yes, raise the debt ceiling, but not to catastrophically raise the national debt. And actually, it was a great accomplishment for Kevin McCarthy to not only introduce a plan, but to get a plan passed by a very close majority vote. The vote was 217 to 215. And this goes to, with her saying, defending the president's unwillingness to negotiate, there's a flashback that is worth listening to. It's from Joe Biden when he was vice president in 2011, and we had another crisis like this, trying to figure out what you do about the debt ceiling. And here's what the vice president said then.
How can you explain this? How can you explain the fact that grown men and women are unwilling to budge up till now, and still some of them are still unwilling to budge, by taking an absolute position, my way or no way? That's not governing. That's no way to govern. You can't govern that way. This is a cycle. I predict to you that a lot of those new members who came here with my way or the highway, they'll either be on the highway or they'll learn that they have to have compromise.
Okay. Yes, that applies to you too, sir. And by the way, you can tell the difference in between 2011 and 2023. CNBC's Rick Santelli wonders about some of the president's statements regarding the state of the federal budget and the national debt. Listen on clip 12.
How the president gets away with saying that, you know, he's cutting the deficit more than any other president in history. Well, maybe because under his term, it's gone up more than any other amount in history, so any cut would qualify. You know, we're sending very mixed messages to all the young people in the world that probably don't understand exactly what's being handed off to them.
Okay, this is one of those things where it is just so completely obvious and so necessary for the sake of the country, for the sake of your well-being as a family, your ability to pay the mortgage, your ability to survive any of our investments. This all is a terrible risk right now. And meanwhile, there is a new ad from Liz Cheney, which has been causing quite a stir. She is not announcing anything, but there's an important message. It's, of course, very critical of Donald Trump. What is it critical of? It's critical of his unwillingness to accept an American election, to accept an election that was investigated by his own Justice Department and looked at in great detail, and his resistance to the peaceful transition of power. Listen to the ad, clip 7.
Donald Trump is the only president in American history who has refused to guarantee the peaceful transfer of power.
Joe Biden,
he lost the election and he knew it.
To become the president,
he betrayed millions of Americans by telling them the election was stolen.
Stop the steal.
He ignored the rulings of dozens of courts. Rather than accept his defeat, he mobilized a mob to come to Washington and march on the Capitol. Then he watched on television while the mob attacked law enforcement, invaded the Capitol, and hunted the vice president. He refused for 3 hours to tell the mob to leave. There has never been a greater dereliction of duty by any president. Trump was warned repeatedly that his plans for January 6th were illegal. He didn't care, and today he celebrates those who attacked our Capitol. Donald Trump has proven he is unfit for office. Donald Trump is a risk America can never take again.
The Great Task is responsible for the content of this advertising.
I am not sure who exactly the great task is, but look, the idea of that ad should focus with today all of the attention on the E. Jean Carroll case, where Trump was found guilty of defamation, he was found guilty of sexual assault, and he's going to have to pay or come up with somewhere close to $5 million to E. Jean Carroll. This is a minor problem compared to the special counsel, the special prosecutor who is looking at his handling of classified documents and his handling on January 6th. The real question, and I was talking about this with my wife, and she is just 100% correct on this, that the really difficult thing for anyone to justify or defend is leave aside the speech that he gave when he went back to the White House. And he didn't march up to the Capitol as he said he would march up together with people. He didn't. He went back to the White House. And he watched the riots on TV. And he watched the riots on TV as there were police officers getting injured, some of them very seriously injured, as the seat of government was being befouled, literally, by, and did nothing to send out a message to people who were following him, who were resisting the idea that a new inauguration of a new president was coming up. This is an extraordinary record. There are some consequences even today, and maybe some consequences involving Hunter Biden as well. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedMen Show.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on the Michael MedMen Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Aspects of American life that is very striking is that very slowly at first and then sort of all at once, things change. And I do believe that on this issue of default, this issue of raising the debt ceiling, you now have people in the Democratic Party, you have people certainly in the liberal media sphere, who are basically very critical of President Biden and this stupid and very destructive and extraordinarily dangerous refusal to negotiate, to do what his former boss, Barack Obama, did in 2011, to do what people have done before. When you have a dispute about the budget, and when you only control one house of Congress, and yes, they control the White House too, but they don't control the House. So you really, really do need to get together. And given the fact that the House has passed some legislation in good faith, you can use as the basis for negotiation, sit down with them and negotiate. And do it quickly, because if it's not done by June 1st, the economic consequences for the health of the U.S. economy and of the global economy could be very, very dire indeed. CNN's Jake Tapper was interviewing Biden's top economic advisor, whose name is Bharat Ramamurthy, and talking about Biden's unreasonable debt limit demands without any willingness on the part of the president to compromise at all. Here is Jake Tapper. Listen, clip 13.
The Biden administration is insisting that President Biden will only sign a clean debt ceiling bill without any spending cuts. I mean, frankly, sir, you don't have the numbers. The House is controlled by Republicans, and now you have 43 Senate Republicans siding with them. That's enough to filibuster any clean bill in the Senate. So what's plan B here?
Well, there is no plan B. Our plan is for Congress to act to address the debt limit.
Isn't that pathetic? There is no plan B? We are refusing to recognize the realities of a Republican-controlled House and a Republican caucus with 49 seats in the Senate? That's unreal. Meanwhile, a former Trump campaign advisor named Steve Cortez actually announced his endorsement for president. And he was on Fox Business. And the endorsement for somebody who'd been supporter of Trump since the beginning of his first campaign, it wasn't for Trump this time. Listen, clip five.
Backing Governor Ron DeSantis for president and just joined his aligned pack, Never Back Down. Look, I was honored to work for President Trump, and I think he was exactly the disruptor that the country needed back in 2016.
Yeah.
But when I look at the situation now and going forward, I believe the best option to both win the general election and to govern effectively, to implement a conservative agenda in office, I believe the best option is Ron DeSantis. And let me tell you one other important reason I'm backing Ron DeSantis is that the idea of a rematch of Biden versus Trump is something this country overwhelmingly does not want. It is a movie that we have already seen. Nobody liked it. And we know the ending. To give you some of the numbers on that, NBC News polling shows that 70% of Americans do not want Biden to run again.
Yep.
AP polling shows exact same number, 70% don't want Trump to run again. So how do we avoid a rematch that no one seems to want?
Okay.
It's this rising star, governor who is the most successful governor in all of America, who has shown us the model on how to win elections and how to govern effectively.
Okay, there's obviously, I believe that he is correct, that there is an overwhelming majority on both sides that wants a different Republican nominee and wants a different Democratic nominee. And really, the country deserves it. We can do better than a Trump-Biden duopoly. And speaking of a Biden duopoly, Nancy Mace, very effective member of Congress, conservative Republican from South Carolina, went on Fox News to talk about the multiple smoking guns in the investigation that's going on into Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings. Listen.
The subpoena by Senator Grassley and Congressman Comer is, I believe, the first of probably potential multiple smoking guns in this thing. And there's also a deadline tomorrow for the FBI to produce that documentation. And so we're going to be looking to see how the FBI and DOJ react to our press conference and to the deadline that Senator Grassley and Congressman Comer have placed on the FBI for that documentation. And look, if a former president can be investigated, so too can a current president.
Okay, and again, this is an investigation of the president's son. He made a very big mistake when he made that declarative statement, "My son has done nothing wrong." He doesn't know that. Your son has been under investigation for 4 years, sir, by the Justice Department of the United States on some very credible charges against him. And I understand that he loves his son. And the instinct of a dad to be protective, okay, fine. However, you cannot use that to try to influence the Justice Department that you control. That's completely illegitimate. Some point, you have to grow up. Oh, really? What about never growing up? That's a major theme. You remember the great 1953 movie Peter Pan? There's now a new live-action version of Peter Pan and Wendy. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Some familiar animated characters make a memorable live-action return in Disney's new spectacular Peter Pan and Wendy, now streaming on Disney+.
Miss me?
Just like old times.
All your times are old, Captain.
Are you Peter Pan?
Were you expecting someone else?
And why would you when the 1953 animated film, despite elements of political incorrectness, still maintains the status of classic? This new version is a visual stunner with a fine young actress named Ever Anderson, making Wendy the real emotional center of the film. Include a totally charming Tinkerbell, comedian Jim Gaffigan as Smee, a truly scary crocodile, and a surprising emotional connection between Hook, and Peter, and the result is richly entertaining. Rated PG, despite some surprisingly intense fight scenes. 3 stars for Peter Pan and Wendy. It Takes Flight. And Jude Law, who plays Captain Hook, seems to be thoroughly enjoying himself, which helps the movie a great deal. I'll tell you something that helps a great deal is there's a piece in the British press that we're going to cover because King Charles III has actually been asked about reparations and seems to be open to the idea. They make the case that it's impossible to do reparations without considering some of the tens of thousands of wealthy Africans who exploited and enslaved people. We will talk about that next time. We'll also talk about the U.S. economic outlook for the rest of 2023. Once we get beyond, God willing, soon, the debt ceiling increase, are we headed for a soft landing or a deep and extremely bumpy recession? And what news outlets do Americans trust most and why? And is that trust badly misplaced? There's also a new exhibit at a very liberal Manhattan church, which is raising some eyebrows for its religious take on gender identity. The exhibit is called God is Trans. We will cover it on the Medved Show. And in a surprise move, just days after that tragic shooting in Texas with the 8 people dead at that outlet mall in Allen, Texas. There's a Texas legislature House panel that has okayed raising the age for buying semi-automatic rifles. Will that actually help? And what is the long-term outcome consequence carom shot after the conviction of President Trump in the charges by E. Jean Carroll? Does it matter at all for his political future? We will cover all of that and more next time, Wednesday, in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.